Yesterday was the first World Day for grandparents and the elderly. Perhaps that was mentioned at the Mass you attended or joined online. First World Day for grandparents and the elderly. Pope Francis has designated the fourth Sunday of July for this special commemoration. But the reason why he chose the fourth Sunday of July is that he wanted to pick the Sunday closest to today's feast. Today is really the liturgical feast of grandparents of Jesus, Saints Joachim and Anne. So the regular Sunday observance will be on the fourth Sunday, but the liturgical celebration is today. Or perhaps we should distinguish, because yesterday the focus was on grandparents now in the 21st century, and the liturgical feast today is looking back to 2,000 years ago, these parents of the Blessed Virgin Mary. Well, either way, it's always a beautiful thing to reflect on grandparents. I think most people have a certain warmth or affection for grandparents, maybe for our own grandparents, or maybe the idea of having seniors who are connected to us or from whom we come and to whom we can turn for some consolation and some connection. I think that's what most people think of grandparents. Of course, there are people who have had bad experiences, and there are people who have no experience of grandparents in their personal life. And this is what Pope Francis is most concerned about, nowadays people, or the trend is to forget about grandparents, to neglect grandparents, or even to throw them away. This is why the Pope called for this feast or this commemoration of grandparents, because of this phenomenon of the throwaway culture. When people get too old, or when they get sick, or when they become a burden, or when they're simply too far away, they're away off in the province, or perhaps even in another country, well then there's no connection at all. And that would be not only a terrible injustice to the grandparents and the elderly, but also an impoverishment of the whole human family, because grandparents are part of the richness of the human experience. So this is what we are reflecting on today. There are especially chosen readings for the feast of Saints Joachim and Anne, optional readings, and they're not printed in the Anuam way, so we didn't hear them just now. But the sources that I consult, they all referred to the special readings for today's feast. The Gospel for Joachim and Anne is that passage also in Matthew chapter 13, where it says, where Jesus says that many people long to hear what you hear and to see what you see, but they didn't see it. So that's not what we heard. We heard just now the gospel, two parables, parable of the mustard seed and the parable of the yeast. Well, I like to connect this feast with our appreciation of the wonder and the mystery of the Incarnation. If God is a distant power, a force, an authority, it's pretty hard to warm up to. In fact, that's part of what people often associate with the Old Testament. Here's Moses going up the mountain, and in the thunder and in the clouds and in the storm, he gets these commandments in stone. And the people down at the bottom of the mountain, well, they have no connection with God, and they don't even know what happened to Moses, so they come up with another God. Someone that they can at least see, golden calf. Today's first reading, speaks of that terrible terrible sin of idolatry, replacing the real God with a fake God. But you can see what it is. I mean, if God is, we can't see him and we can't hear him, and all we know about him is that he's powerful, it's intimidating to us and we'd rather come up with something else. But the wonder of the incarnation is that God is not far away and intimidating and unseeable and unknowable. He has become one of us. He has taken on human nature. And once that wonder enters into time, once God enters into the human family, well then, God is associated with parents and grandparents and communities of life, and he's associated with work and family life and home life and what we would call normal life. So if we have a fond association with grandparents, well, Jesus has grandparents, and that's part of who he is. It's part of what we can understand of him. So this is not recounted directly in the scriptures, but Jesus was born of the Blessed Virgin Mary, and Mary had parents. In fact, since she was still quite young when she bore Jesus, they say probably 15, 16 years old, her parents were not that old. Maybe they were in their 40s. Or, well, they might have been older, because the tradition is that they were old before they were given a child. Now, we don't know, but if Mary was an only child of an older couple, but they were still alive, at least Anne was still alive, as far as we know. Which means, as Jesus was growing up as a child, now after he came back from Egypt, and they moved back to Nazareth, it's very likely that he had a good relationship with Joachim and Anne. Because children like to hang around their grandparents, usually. In fact, sometimes they prefer their grandparents to their parents. Okay, so what I'm doing here is connecting the mystery of God with the ordinary human experience. God is with us. In fact, this is the theme that Pope Francis chose for this year's World Day for Grandparents and the Elderly. The theme, and I didn't even notice this until today, I am with you always. That's the theme. I am with you always, which is what Jesus said to the apostles at the end of the Gospel of Matthew, before he ascended. I am with you always. Well, he's with us in the human family. He's made us part of his family. It's quite a striking thing to ponder. In the mystery of God, in the Trinity, there is Father, Son, Holy Spirit. There is parent, there is child. There's no grandparents in the Trinity. But once God entered into the human family, but then he enters into the genealogies. He enters into the complex interaction of generation to generation. Now, part of the concern of Pope Francis is that during the pandemic, the grandparents and the elderly, what we usually call here seniors, suffered more than anyone else, partly because older people are more susceptible to the virus. Older people are by far the more likely to become victims of the pandemic. But even those who are not infected and who are not victimized directly, the strict quarantines affect the elderly more than anybody else. We know this, that people over 65, not that I'm saying there's anyone here over 65, but strictly speaking, are not allowed to leave their homes. So the danger of isolation or of neglect is even worse during the time of quarantine. And older people are less likely to be connected with, not as technologically adept. They didn't grow up with smartphones and social media. They grew up with telephones and transistor radios. And so they're not as inclined to connect on their Zoom meeting with their grandchildren. So that's a bigger adjustment for older people than for young people. It comes automatically. They don't even notice that they're in a pandemic because they're on their face, they're on their screens all the time anyway. But older people, no, they really experience the hardship. And so that's part of the concern of Pope Francis, not to neglect or to throw away or to forget about our seniors. Now, I'd like to connect this just briefly. We could talk about this a long, long time. It's a very rich thing. And thinking about the Pope even reminds me, when the Pope came here to the Philippines, part of the affection for the Pope resulted in his new title, Lolo Kiko. And I said, what's Lolo? I know what a Lolo is. I didn't know what a Kiko was. But that's the nickname for Francis here. And I didn't know that. And I've known Kikos. I had a friend in the seminary. His name was Kiko. I didn't know his real name was Francis. Anyway, Lolo Kiko. That's the Pope is a grandfather figure, especially here in the Philippines. Warmly accepted as a grandfather figure. But I'd like to make at least a brief connection to today's gospel. The parables of the mustard seed and the yeast. These parables remind us that God is content to start with very small and insignificant things in the building up of his kingdom. Jesus himself says the kingdom of heaven is like a mustard seed. The kingdom of heaven is like yeast. The kingdom that we would normally expect to be grand and big, powerful, impressive, in fact, dominant, is like something that is not at all impressive and not even visible. The kingdom of heaven is small, unimpressive. Meaning God works in secret ways, in little ways. This is easy to associate with grandparents because for the very reason that they can be neglected or they can be forgotten or they seem insignificant, for that very reason, they are mustard seeds. Grandparents are mustard seeds. Elderly, the seniors, are the yeast of society. And we shouldn't forget this. In fact, since most of my congregation here is among the seniors, we shouldn't forget the role that seniors have in the family and in society. Maybe it's hidden, maybe it's not appreciated, maybe even forgotten, but very significant because those secret acts of kindness, a secret little acts of goodness, little acts of devotion, of prayer, of sacrifice, of service to the family, those have an enormous effect on the family and on society. So if you don't see it, well, look at yeast. You don't see yeast either, but if bread rises, you know it's there. You might not see the good actions of the seniors, but if there's any good rising in the family and in the society, you can be sure some good, selfless, holy seniors are behind it. So I think that's enough for us to reflect on. Let us appreciate the Lolo and Lola of Jesus, and also let us appreciate the great gift that the Blessed Virgin Mary is to us and to the Church. But at the same time, in connection with the intention of Pope Francis, Lolo Kiko, that we can appreciate the beauty, the treasure that our seniors, our grandparents are.